This is Andrew for anarchismo.net. We're about to go over to Edinburgh train station to talk to Finbar, who's waiting the arrival of the Dissent train, which is coming from London. Okay, do you want to explain where you are and what's happening?
Okay, currently I'm in Edinburgh station. A train is due in from London with 550 people on it. The train was stopped in London and everyone was photographed getting onto it. I was in the train station area. There's an awful lot of undercover cops in general, hovering around the station, and a lot of security. But at the moment, there doesn't seem to be that many. I can only see four cops at the moment. But there's a lot of journalists here too. And we're expecting the train in at any point. People don't know exactly what's going to happen when the train gets in.
And which train is this?
It's the train from London. Critical mass, I don't know, apparently being stopped working around the station by the police. He just came into the station there.
I think I can hear whistles in the background all the way.
Have
many people turned up down there to meet the train?
I think there could be about 100 people. We're kind of dispersed around the station at the moment.
As I was telling you earlier, the Irish coaches have also been stopped and everybody was photographed on them.
Yeah.
This seems to be part of the policing strategy for this summit.
Yeah, I was followed in Glasgow this morning by a police person. So, I know they did their death, and then at the descent point, the info point today, six police turned up and photographed everyone there and tried to just constantly take notes. So they were big time stepping up the surveillance of the descent, and it's much obvious, more obvious now. Critical mass is just forced away too.
Describe what's going on there in front of you then, Mr. Critical Mass.
Okay, two tried to dust the critical mass came through, and now they just all come through now, and they're trying to get to the hospital turn that now appears. It's about, I think, maybe 150 people here now. And about 30 people on the critical mass, maybe. Okay, so
tell me what's happened in the last few minutes.
Okay, the train came in, everyone was filmed getting off the train. There's a lot of police around now, actually they're starting to move around to the sound system. The sound system is now moving off from the train station. But there's a bit of a party here for about 20 minutes, which is pretty cool. Everyone has gone down to a squatter park.
There was a sound system in the station as well?
Yeah, on the back of a bus, which is now leaving the station. There's an awful lot of cops going to move around. One with a video camera. I think guys, you haven't got off the train. There's no one stopped getting off the train. There's about maybe 50 policemen in the station with cameras and footwork.
So the basic pattern of very heavy surveillance then looks like it's continuing there.
There's a lot of surveillance going on of all the train stuff. It was kind of suspected for a lot of us, was an awful, obviously there was, but for example, at the Glasgow warehouse there was no contact at all from the police at all. So people basically figured that out, that there was either someone in the building or the building was attacked or whatever. But there's an awful lot of police surveillance now.
And how were the people getting off the train? Were they glad to see everybody there?
They were pretty, I think a lot of them looked very tired, but yeah, I think people were happy to see. I'd say a lot of people were delighted because some people had anticipated the train might be stopped. Or rerouted it, something like that. But now it's not here, and there's 550 more anarchists here.
The numbers are building then?
Yeah, big time. There must be about 2,000-3,000 people here now for the sense of. I didn't have to guess, like, you know, but there's thousands of people here now for the sense of, which is pretty good.
Okay, well, enjoy the weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you again. Over.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew reporting for anarchismo.net.